Good morning, everybody. It's Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Thursday morning. First up this morning, it was the girls' Sweet 16 tournament yesterday at Rupp Arena in Lexington. The Elizabethtown Panthers were there for the first time since 2018. And while Elizabethtown went up early on Bullet East, it wasn't enough as the Panthers see their season come to an end against Bullet East, falling 66-55. Panthers end their season as region champs and with a record of 27-6. So congratulations to the Panthers for a great season. College basketball yesterday, some shocking news. It was announced by several Power 5 conferences that they will conduct their postseason conference tournaments without fans. This announcement includes both the SEC tournament and the ACC tournament. But the decision does not stop just with the conference tournaments. It also affects the March Madness tournament as well, with the Final Four and the National Championship games being held this year without fans in attendance. So tonight in Greensboro, North Carolina, in the ACC tournament, the Louisville Cardinals will take on the Syracuse Orange with no fans in attendance. That game tipping off, though, at 9 o'clock. The concern for coronavirus also spread to professional sports, where the NBA has announced yesterday that they have indefinitely suspended games for the rest of the season. This comes as Utah Jazz's Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus. The league says that they will take the time off to assess what their next steps are. The National Hockey League, meanwhile, will continue their operations. Tonight, the Nashville Predators will be on the road in Toronto taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drop in that game is set for 7 o'clock. And that's your sports update for this Thursday morning. For Quick Z 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.